Jeb, please. I think that, like I said, I said really, I think race to 330. Number 9 might take a little bit longer to eat it. So I think the big line sheet might be easier for us just to get through and wrap up until we take it to our reset.
Mr. Chair, we can certainly do that. So for bighorn sheep, again, the proposed changes we have there is an increase in the number of licenses that would be made available from 8 to 11. The second change there is we hope there's a user-friendly change for our hunters for this, just to change the timing of when they have to attend that mandatory orientation with staff. And then number 3 is just some rule cleanup. Again, applicants will obviously still be able to purchase preference if they're unsuccessful or if they did miss the application deadline. And just a side note here before you take action on this, we do continue to have discussions. In fact, we just met, I can't remember if it was early this week or late last week, with Badlands National Park with their biological staff and their grants and fiscal staff. We are going to be cooperating with them, both financially and with staff, to initiate some research on that herd there due to the woolly pneumonia die-off there. So looking forward to that collaboration quickly. So, Mr. Chair, we have no changes.
Okay, that's it. Do you have any motion?
So moved.
Motion. Second. Motion in the second. Question on the motion. Seeing none, all in favor, indicate by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Sorry. I forgot my timing. We got it. I appreciate it.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
If I can just add one thing to the bighorn sheep before you move on. Again, I was listening to Tom Kirsch, Wildlife Police Director. I remember a time back, going back 8-9 years that the auction tag had been in place. And at that time, we had only one or two bighorn sheep licenses. And they talked about management strategies and approaches in South Dakota to provide more bighorn sheep hunting opportunities. And, not often do we get to talk about real milestones or accomplishments or very successful stories in conservation, but this is certainly one of them. Between all the efforts from our staff, working with other agencies, nonprofit organizations, and a lot of the projects that we've done, some of the research that we've done that Chad was just talking about that we're now implementing out at the Badlands as well, here we are looking into this coming fall with 10 licenses available for bighorn sheep hunting opportunities. Now, again, that's a small number when you compare the license numbers of other species out there, right? But it wasn't that long ago we were down to one or two licenses on an annual basis, and now we're at 10. So I don't want to spend a lot of time, but I think it's something to really bring about because it's been a very successful endeavor with a lot of our partners, again, with federal, state agencies, NGOs. Our staff has done a phenomenal job working on bighorn sheep, and to be here to be able to offer 10 bighorn sheep tags is very, very impressive from where we were just a short time ago. So I just want to say thank you to all those entities and groups, and thank you to our staff for bringing us where we are, or where we were, to where we are today.
Yeah, it's an incredible number. I remember the old days when there was only one or two tags, and it doesn't matter if we put up 100 tags, my odds of pulling one really rely solely now on borrowing money from Locke and it's sharp and going to the sheep auction and buying it there. So I know where my odds are at. And just need two co-signatures for that to be able to come together. So we're close enough to 3:30, folks. Let's take a little bit of a break and we'll come back here 3:45 and we'll pick up with number 9 on our agenda.